Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the best of the Jamie and Stoney Show on 97.1 The Ticket. If you bet on NCAA futures, the sports books are refunding all your bets.
What do you mean this is good? I would hope so.
Just want to make sure. You know, they haven't gone away.
Did Derek Stevens do his annual Michigan State bets, or does he wait for the
He waits for the NCAA tournament,
oh, okay.
I believe. Now, the over-unders.
I bet $100,000 on Kansas to win the NCAA tournament. Sorry.
Yeah.
They didn't.
But here's some bad news, though. If you have over-unders on, like, NBA, let's say.
Wins.
And if you've already gone over, mm-hmm. you're not necessarily going to get paid if they don't play a complete season, because you have to play a complete season even if even if you get the over.
Because the unders are obviously now off the table because
yes.
If they play a limited number of games.
Right. Now, some sports books will pay the over because they think it's just if they went over in less games, that's okay. But others won't because they're going to stick with the rules.
Can I still collect on my Lions plus 6.5 wins? No.
For this past year?
Yeah, for the past year.
No.
There's no way to cover that,
No,
Ben?
Because the NFL, like we said, is the greatest league in the world because it was not affected by the coronavirus, except for pro days.
Not yet.
I know.
It still could be.
They drew 600,000 people for 3 days of the draft to Nashville last year. That's probably going to go up to close to 1 million with the draft being in Las Vegas this year.
If it's
held in Las Vegas, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a major concern. It's got to be.
Yeah, but they would just do it next year there.
Yeah, no, they would just do it like in the old days, like in a ballroom at a New
right.
York hotel.
Exactly.
They have the helmet phones.
Yeah.
Or you could video conference in.
It'd be great.
It wouldn't be great because they do a very good job with the draft. Yeah. But I have a feeling, and I'm just kind of putting this out there, that between now and the end of this month, we'll be doing a lot of mock drafts. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think the Lions offseason and the NFL offseason might become a pretty important topic
I think the biggest sports story that we're going to actually have the people are going to cover is going to probably be Tua's pro day if he has one.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the start of the league year.
March 18th.
Can't wait.
Free agency, Tom Brady.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. All right. So some ticket texts on how your life is changing. I have the TV to myself for a week, but no sports to watch. I actually heard, I was listening to Tony driving in this morning on WWJ. Roberta Giacina asked him, you know, every year at this time, they do the stories in the newspaper about how men are having vasectomies.
Right.
Right around the NCAA tournament.
Right. Our favorite doctor in Toledo, Dr. Richard Chopp.
Oh, yes. And are they still going to do that or not?
I don't know.
My guess is no. Because I would think that elective surgery would be one thing at this point in time, especially with the medical... You know.
Yeah.
I don't want to go into a hospital if I don't have to go into a hospital, number one. And number two, if the medical facilities are going to be as overrun as we fear they're going to be, the last thing they're going to want to do is allow elective procedures
to
be
done. Yeah, but I don't know. And if there are any urologists out there, feel free to call. I don't know if a vasectomy means you have to go to a hospital. You can probably do it in a doctor's office.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Have you had one?
No.
Ask me if I've had one.
Have you had one?
No, not this cowboy. No, I have not.
Jamie, what about those stories every year that say that the workforce loses $2 billion in lost productivity because of March Madness? Are we going to be $2 billion more productive this year?
Should help the economy.
Yeah, sure.
Right. That's a great point. We won't lose nearly as much in terms of ink and Xerox paper as people print off their brackets. That's for damn sure.
Right. Somebody will actually probably do a chart after all this is over of how much productivity was lost during these next 3 weeks as compared to the usual years.
Yeah. Greg, can you still put together, though, an article on how to fill out a bracket? You know, 12 always beats a 5, 16 only beat a 1 one time. You know, we got to get those as well as all the experts. Dave in Clinton Township, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Dave.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you?
What's up, man? So,
yeah, I had to cancel a 3-week vacation that we were planning for 2 years, by the way.
Oh, my God. Where were you going to go, to Europe or what?
We were going to Dubai, Oman, Jordan, 2 stops in Greece, Naples, which I was looking forward to. I've always wanted to go to Pompeii, and Rome.
Wow.
And then we're going to spend another, you know, some time in Rome and then fly home from Rome.
So if you don't mind, let me ask you real quick. So how did this kind of develop? Like, as this, I mean, like 4 weeks ago, were you thinking you were still doing it and it's only within the last week? Or did you kind of sense this was coming or what?
Well, once they killed Italy, you know, and they switched our stops from
thoughts and prayers.
Naples,
yeah,
to and Rome to Crete and Cyprus. I thought, all right, we'll go, whatever. But then things started getting bad. My work came out, said if we go, we'd have to self-quarantine. My wife's same thing. We had to be at home for 2 weeks. So we decided just to postpone it to September, and hopefully it'll be all right by then. But the thing that worries me the most about this thing, by the way, is not so much what's going on now, because it's going to, like you said, it's going to have a curve, or it's going to get worse and then get better. Some viruses like this sometimes will lay dormant in your body, like the chickenpox. You get the chickenpox, 20 years later you get the shingles, which in some cases is worse than chickenpox.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? Is this going to lay dormant in our bodies, and what's going to happen from this 20 years from now?
I don't know that question. I don't know the answer to that. You're right. They give you the impression that this is going to rip through us. There are fatalities. It's going to be a devastating thing for certain segments of our population, and then it will go away. And you know, I mean, that's a good point.
How many people got like the swine flu or the one in 2009? What was that? N1H1, whatever?
H1N1. I don't remember that.
But it was in the millions.
Well, the swine flu came back. The swine flu was a big thing in the early 70s for a while. I remember even as a kid watching Gerald Ford get his shot, and then it came back just recently.
Well, the swine flu, they actually had a vaccine for as well, because I remember they had these vaccine fairs, if you will, up at the palace where people were lined up to get the vaccines. This is obviously something we don't have.
Right. That's the major difference, because people say, well, how come, you know, when the other ones happened, we had all these people die and nobody made a big deal of it? Well, because there was a vaccine that you could get to prevent it. Here, we don't have nothing. And
Not yet. It'll take a while.
And they were more prepared for it than they are for this one.
Right.
I just think that's that, like in the fall, that this would probably blossom again in some ways, you know, depending on what happens. And
if it's not gone,
you hope that there's a shot that you can get to prevent it. You know, it's just so far down the road.
Right. I mean, they seem to have been more encouraged in the last 24 hours about the speed with which they could get a vaccine, because, you know, as of what, Monday, they were saying it would take at least a year and a half. And it feels like that number has been sped up a little bit in terms of the testing and everything.
I saw a story from, I think it was the Washington Examiner, where Iran said, if worse comes to worse, if they made the vaccine in Israel, they would think about it, using it.
Oh, peace in our times.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
You think that's all things.
Yeah. ticket text 97136. My wife's on mandatory work from home, and now the kids are off school, and flights are so cheap that they're flying to Florida to spend time with her parents, who are there for the winter. Nice.
Well, that's what I'm thinking of doing in April, but I'm a little concerned because my parents are, you know, 80s and 90s.
Yeah. My wife and I shop at a few different grocery stores, but only one has veggies in wrapped packaging. I wonder if the unwrapped stuff in the large open display cases will pose any additional COVID-19 risks. That's from Ben. DoorDash driver here trying to decide whether to be done or as an opportunity to cash in. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think Amazon. It's going to have a very successful few weeks.
You would think so.
I would think Amazon, you know, people are going to...
DoorDash, Grubhub.
Right, exactly. We were supposed to be at my daughter's figure skating showcase this weekend. Three shows in total. It's been canceled. My wife and I are really bummed. And he puts that in quotes. Oh, sorry, honey.
You know, I'm going to nitpick something you just said. If you're going to get food from somewhere, isn't it better for you to go than to have somebody bring it to you?
Well, I guess I wasn't talking so much about food.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking
about Amazon, but I was
DoorDash and Grubhub. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, why would you let somebody bring you food you don't even know
right.
versus you just going in to the carryout and getting it as one person and then taking it home?
That's a fair point. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. 97 the ticket.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.